If you want to eat, you'll do it. Telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord. That's something.
Now, where you cut wood where?
In the wood.
Yeah.
Got a cross cut saw.
Yeah.
I did that for a long time. I had a cross cut saw, 6 foot. Had a white fella used to file him for us. Get out there and put up 4 cord of wood, 5 cord of wood, me and my brother for 12 o'clock. 8 foot long, 4 feet high. 3 foot long, three, you know what I mean? The wood, well, stove wood is about 18 inches. And we cut that wood as high as 35, 40 cord of wood. Sometimes you get tangled up with yellow jack, you get your breeches, you got to run out of them breeches. Oh, damn son of a gun. They got in my brother's bishop one time, run over that man, run over that that tree. I mean, the back of the wagon. I said, you was laughing at that boy. I said, now you see what happened. Get in there. I'm going to give that woman this package. And she comes. And now let me say, and that was fun for us. He laughed at that. But people can't do that now. They just can't do it. They're not able. They're too bad doing it. Yes, we had it, I'm telling you. I tell you, it wouldn't come as good. I reckon I'd have been dead long ago.
It is, ma'am.
What's that?
It yeah. Sure is.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you.
Now, when you got the fire, what would you start the fire with? Did you have some kind of rich wood, maybe, that you were...
No, we never have no pine cypress.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I ain't see a cypress run. But anyhow, you go and scrap some cypress kiln, you know,
mm-hmm.
And you... put it under that wood and start it. Going right on. But pine is much better than that.
Yeah.
All you do is start that pine wood, that's that fire going. Well, sometimes you had trouble to start the fire, especially when it took away. Sometimes you couldn't start it. Now, if you cut your wood in July and August, long about December, January, you should start that wood because it dried, you see. But if you cut that wood late, that wood green.
When you got it going, you put on a big...
Oh yeah, you got it going, just keep it going. Now and then you put on a piece.
Yeah.
But what I used to do,
back
when I was staying over at Miss Gregg, at night, I'd put the biggest thing I've got in that fire. Great big old log like that. And that would burn that garage all night, next morning I got fire. But one day, I was in the field working, my wife left her daughter, she was a baby, she was waiting for Mr. Wattell, in the bed. And the bed is right in front of the fire half like this. And the fire wood pot. And a piece of fire fell on the quilt. Happened she come back. That quilt was just about ready to catch it. But which is done, don't catch a fire. And to eating up that thing would have burned the house child too. It's danger with that. That fire is danger. You gotta know your stuff with that.
What'd you put the logs on?
You had something you call a fire dog.
Yeah.
It's made let me see. 2 foot, 2 leg on the back, 1 in front. You see, it's made this way, that's this way.
Yeah.
And then you got a cross piece here, you got a leg here, you got a leg here, and you got a leg right here. That's about 4 or 5 inches high. You got 2 of them.
Yeah.
You stick it in that fireplace, put the 1 leg to the back, the 2 legs in front. And that's what you put your wood on. Well, some people use fire brick, but fire brick is to break. You see, by being so hot, they break. But that fire dog ain't gonna break. Now, I know some white folks had them brass fire dogs, and I believe some of them got it now. Just leave it there. But that is all. And you can't buy them for gold right now. That's no joke. I don't know if they ain't one in them jewel or home place. And the fire half, over there in the secret, I believe that fire half about that long. That's just how they used to build. That's no joke.
And up over, they build a what?
Well, up over here, that's why they start the chimney, you see.
Yeah.
They go to the fire half about that high. And it's about way wide like that. Well, it come in to a small part like that, and then shoots up.
Was
and
there
they
a
got
big...
a piece of flat iron from this pillar to this pillar, that's to hold the brick, you see. And that goes straight up.
And they might build something that they could put a clock on or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got a chef on top there, you see. You can put a clock, put anything up there.
Yeah, call a mantle,
mantle piece, that's what you call it, mantle piece.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And if you got a double chimney, when you get with a little higher than that, it's a separation up there, you see, for the other side. And they well made it to, I'm telling you the truth. But one day, I was doing some work for me, the old lady would raise me, and she looked at that.